years of advice for your house, home, castle, or cabin.
Y'all have things you want to get done.
It's Rosie on the House.
Good morning, Arizona homeowners. You're tuned in to the live broadcast of Rosie on the House, your weekend tradition. It's your weekend wake-up call. It's every Arizona homeowner's happy place. We come together every Saturday morning to try and answer questions you might have about your house, home, castle, or cabin. If you're trying to remodel, maintain, fix up, add on, or improve to your house, home, castle, or cabin, you can reach us by dialing the toll-free number 1-888-767-4348. Easy way to remember that is 1-888-ROSIE, R-O-S-I-E, Rosie, the number 4 and the letter U. 1-888-ROSIE-4-U. And that's exactly why we're here, to provide you the best real-time information about Arizona home ownership that can be humanly possible. There are other places you can go to get answers to your question, but is the source someone that's recognized as an expert being in Arizona for 50 years? I've only ever built and remodeled primarily in Arizona. We did a little building and remodeling down in Gulf Coast of Louisiana as I took a year off of college and went down and lived with my grandparents and worked through a great little town called New Roads, Louisiana, right on the shores of the False River. That was a great year. But primarily, I've built and remodeled throughout Arizona. We've built and remodeled in Flagstaff. How many remodeling contractors can say they've remodeled a teepee in Wickiup, Arizona? Huh? How many people can say that? Well, I can. Or built cabins up in the White Mountains, or owned a home in Tucson, or remodeled virtually in every metro area in and about and surrounding Phoenix. So let me put my experience to work for you. We have a habit of calling it Our Way is Rosie Right. And you can find out the Rosie Right way to maintain, repair, remodel, or add on to your home by dialing us at 1-888-767-4348 any Saturday morning. Now, we've been doing this show for 30 years, so we have compiled a long list of questions Arizona homeowners ask. All those questions, as well as the proper answers, are posted on our website, rosieonthehouse.com. Now, that website is like a free encyclopedia to any Arizona homeowner. All those questions and all those answers are posted right there, as well as if you're in the middle of figuring out the answer to your question, you might decide, well, this sounds like something a bit more than I want to tackle. Well, there is a referral directory at that website, rosieonthehouse.com, that just happens to have been voted the number one contractor referral directory in the state of Arizona for 9 years in a row. That's right, little old humble Rosie on the house.com. So we've got the radio broadcast on Saturday mornings. We've got the website on the internet machine 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, even through the holidays. Is that incredible? And then we write for newspapers all across the state with information about home ownership in those particular areas. We write for the Casa Grande Dispatch. We write for the Green Valley News. We write for the Arizona Daily Star down in Tucson. And we also have our own blog that you can subscribe to at ktar.com. And we actually talk about keeping your home safe while you're leaving for vacation and or the summer electronically in our blog that we posted yesterday. So all of these things we do for the sole purpose of becoming every Arizona homeowner's best friend. Now, I'm doing this solo today, so y'all feel free to give me a ring. We've got plenty of time to visit. Romy has kidnapped my grandchildren and taken them up for a camping trip up in the White Mountains. He did send a photo to me of the little meadow that they found. Looks like an absolutely gorgeous and beautiful sight right on the northern edge of the Wall of Fire. You know, one thing about that Wall of Fire, one thing about the Rodeo Chetiskay Fire, is the first plants that come back in those environments are the aspen trees, if you're high enough. It's going to be 2 decades while the ponderosa pines grow back in. It's going to be 2 decades of incredible fall color. That's the silver lining that you have to look for when you're looking at the devastation of massive fire damage. But it's going to be absolutely beautiful in the fall up in those areas. Okay, we've got a little follow-up to do before we dive into phone calls. And I see we've got Tony on hold. We've got Kim on hold. And I want to get to phone calls. But I've got to come clean with all my listeners and all of you that reach out to me all week long as it relates to this APS rate change. I can't turn my radio show into a 4-hour program on APS rates, okay? But it seems as though demand is there for that. I wouldn't be exaggerating if I told you I could spend 12 hours a day answering people's phone calls and emails about how they should acclimate to the new APS rate fees. And I haven't been able to talk APS to put me on their payroll. And I don't have the time to answer everyone's questions. And I have emails that are pages long that are backed up and supported by 5 and 6 spreadsheets. I mean, it takes me 40 minutes to read some of these emails, just one email, and study the basis. So I'm having to come up with a new policy on how to handle this because I can't commit the time. It appears that we have the demand for this service. I run a remodeling company. I counted last night when I left the office. I have 29 people who I've either visited or have an appointment to visit to give an estimate for a remodeling project in the next 5 days. Okay, and we're dealing with more leads coming in now than we've ever seen in my entire life of being a remodeling contractor. It's absolutely incredible. So we don't take all those leads. We refer a lot of them away to our contractor friends and people on the referral network. But that's a full-time job. Then we have the radio production company where we broadcast on 5 different stations and 8 different signals. And then we've got the writing for the newspapers, which thank goodness we've got Sweet Becky helping me with the writing. You know, I did fail English 101 6 semesters in a row at ASU. I think it was just ASU had something out for me. But we do have someone from ASU here taking your calls. We have Miss Julia Beja, who is in her sophomore year of the Walter Cronkite School of Broadcasting at ASU. And she is our call screener because Jennifer as well is out. So it's Rosie in here running solo, here to take your calls and to guide you along. Before I take the first call, here's my new policy on the APS rate increase. In the month of July, every single Saturday, we're going to be focusing on air conditioning, a different aspect of air conditioning with a different Rosie-certified air conditioning expert from across the state of Arizona. I am going to take one email that I get during the week and highlight it and explain it. The one that I think has the widest application for all my listeners to benefit from, I'm going to take that and I'm going to air the solution to it. And then we will keep that. It's always podcasted on our website. You can always go back to it. And as we continue to get these dozens, literally hundreds of requests for information about the rate charge, we're just going to redirect y'all to these recorded segments and see if that is some way we can't help y'all choose which of the 5 different plans. So I'm going to do that real quick right now. We have one email this week that says, Rosie, I hear you talk about super cooling and encouraging people to get to the Saver Choice Max and do that by shifting, I'm going to use APS's terms, shifting and staggering your consumption. Buy everything you can off-peak. If you're really smart, you can get your on-peak purchasing down to about 15% or less of your total consumption. If you do that, and you do it by supercooling, you can get your cost down to something in the neighborhood of 12 or 13 cents per kilowatt. So, Rosie, why would I go through all that grief when all I have to do is sign up for Premier Choice Rate and I buy it at 13 cents? Why don't I just do it the simple way? Here's the reason. Premier Choice is only good for those of you buying under 999 kilowatts per month. That's a pretty small home. That's an apartment, okay? So if you are consuming less than 1,000 kilowatt per month, yes, go to the Premier Choice. You'll be paying 13 cents, flat rate, no matter when you buy it. It's going to be hard to get any better than that. But for those of you that are consuming about twice that, which is what the average customer is consuming, about 2,000 kilowatts, then you've got to take a look at one of the other plans. And it all depends on you, how much you want to shift your purchasing to off-peak and how hard you can control your demand. All right? So that's the one email for this week. I'm going to take one a week. We're going to record the segments. And all of you that are sending these information to me all week long, we're going to have to simply just start redirecting y'all to these pre-recorded, archived library segments. Or y'all could convince APS to put me on the payroll. One of the two. How about that? Well, I'll tell you what. If you're shopping for a car with all the money you're saving by supercooling, you need to get over to Sanderson Ford in Glendale. The only place Jennifer and I have bought a Ford vehicle in the last 25 years. And once you experience the Sanderson difference, you're never even going to put your foot on another dealer's lot. There's no hassle. They treat you like family. You can even buy over the internet and they'll deliver the car to you. What could be easier than that? But I don't know. I like getting out there and I like seeing the colors. I like sticking my head in the new cars, getting the new car odor. And I like just being able to talk through the options with my designated rep at Sanderson Ford. We talk through the engine sizes and the ratios and the options and all of that. I tell you what, Sanderson Ford, it's the only way to buy. Get there, but remember they're closed on Sunday.